You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
20 minutes away from your chance to win $2,000, the two grand slam at 7:25 Tuesday and Thursday. Lions head coach Dan Campbell will join us in 1 hour. Got the Rams this week. 8 o'clock, Dan Campbell on the show. And a member of the show took their kids to see Santa, and a question has come out of it. Do you get a do-over? Can you go back and see Santa if it doesn't go well? 7:35 this morning. John, you are all worked up. The passion's there. College football as we know it, the bowl games as we know it, are being chopped and hacked and torn apart, and teams aren't even playing in them anymore.
Right, and again, the bowl system, it is antiquated. It's old. I'll watch every single bowl just because I know football is going away, and it's the end of the season, and I want to watch all of it. I possibly can't. I do want to see who are those, and I've said this. This is basically it's a bona fide spring game that you're playing against another team, and it's a view into what this team might look like next year.
Well, especially if the seniors are opting out. It's even more so a window into next year. And what if we took it even further, John, and just played it next year? This is Rick Neuheisel on the Dan Patrick Show. John, it's outside the box. He's not the first person I've heard bring it up. The thought would be, so Michigan's in the Citrus Bowl, right? And
right.
They played Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of playing that game at the end of December, you guys would go there in August.
Right.
And kick the season off with a marquee matchup. We'd have way more cross-conference marquee matchups in week one. Players wouldn't be opting out or preparing for the pros or hitting the transfer portal. They'd be on the field and it'd be a better game.
And they'd all be neutral site games.
Yes.
The concept is really cool. I don't know how do you take away a game from their regular season?
That's a great question.
Is this added? And because not every team is going to get a bowl bid.
Right.
So do some teams play 13 and some play 12? I don't know if those can be worked out. There are some huge logistical issues.
What about
with
the teams that don't make bowls then just get paired up. And they just get to play, pick a site, home and home?
Would this be counted towards their resume for next year's college football playoffs?
Yeah, you play the game, you keep the score, you televise it, and there you go.
I'm just thinking about these questions, and I don't disagree. I've kind of always thought that regionally, the spring game could be a spring game that doesn't count towards your future record. It obviously wouldn't count towards this year, but it could be one that you play regionally between,
like a scrimmage.
Yeah, between like Michigan and Western Michigan. You're not going to play another Big Ten opponent, you know, do you get the gang together and say, hey, this spring game, we're not going to play against ourselves. And we always hear this, like, we don't actually have real spring games anymore because guys that are still recovering from injury, guys that maybe are hurt during spring ball.
And they don't want their guys poached. That's also been another reason why we haven't seen the games or the games being televised either.
Right. You solve one problem and you create another. And if you work on the college football calendar and the transfer portal is moved to the spring and you only have one, then maybe spring games go away because you don't want to showcase your guys and they get poached. But you're able to still have spring practice.
Agreed. You need that window again.
Yes, you need these players, and this is maybe the biggest issue about not going to a bowl game. All of these players need to develop. You have 15 practices. You are actually playing a game, which is going to be maybe the most useful in developing those players, seeing where they are, what you need to work on, and it just, you're not having those. And then if you don't have a spring game, and if you get rid of spring ball, it's deteriorating, developing the players so that the product on the field is going to suffer in the long term.
248-539-9797. We've got response coming in on text. You can call, you can text. We're going to get to your thoughts. Hey, guys, appreciate John's rant on the demise of college football, and I don't disagree entirely, but from a profit standpoint and viewership perspective, aren't college sports bigger than ever? I don't love it, but in this American system, we measure success on the dollar and the customers, and college sports appear bigger than ever. Kevin in Battle Creek.
Money is going to drive everything. And viewership. And we heard it, like the most viewed game this year was, you know, Michigan,
Ohio State.
Yeah. And it was up.
I think significantly,
it was the highest in like, what, 5 or 6 years. It's not that way every single year. But I do think that there just needs to be some leadership. There needs to be somebody that takes control. We put some rules in place. And if the rules are, if as an administrator, you don't like them, and as players, you don't like them, maybe that's okay.
Yeah. Look, it doesn't always have to be exactly what you want it to be.
Right. It's called negotiations. Mm-hmm. And who's going to be the mediator of those negotiations?
Now, have you seen this trickle-down effect? This one says, guys, it's impacting youth sports. Zero loyalty. Players play on different travel teams every year.
I don't think that's new. I don't think that's a trickle-down from what we're seeing in college athletics right now. Players, whether it's a travel baseball team, volleyball, soccer, like they're always trying to find the better coach, the better team, the better opportunity to showcase their talents.
Maybe it trickles up then, because then they get to college, they spend a year and go, this coach was good, but not great.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the issue with the players. It's an issue with the coaches. We talked about Lane Kiffin for so long. And the fact that he was able to do this. Like, there are so many things in college football right now that are broken, and no one wants to stand up and say, and come up with anything that might be a fix. It may be uncomfortable, but that's what leadership is making the uncomfortable decision when you have to make it. And the NCAA is gutless. They don't want to do it. Administrators, they don't want to upset their coach. The coach doesn't want to upset the players. The players are running the entire show.
The balance of power, it shifted too far one way. It was, the players didn't have enough power for a long time.
Right.
But it feels like it shifted too far the other way. Guys, this all started with the NCAA prostituting themselves to the networks for a long time. And now coaches jump job to job with no consequence. Players do the same. Phillip in Detroit. It's the Wild West that we talk about.
It is.
Guys, why are we surprised by Notre Dame? Catholics are used to pulling out as a means of protecting themselves. Well, there's that. John, in a lot of ways, the Pop-Tart Bowl would have been perfect, right? Like, the Pop-Tart gets resurrected at the end of the game. It would have been great.
This is my body. I give it up for you.
Right. This daily bread that is a Pop-Tart.
Oh, boy.
It's a damn shame,
perfect
too.
Perfect Christian story, too. They would have been playing BYU. Yes! It's Notre Dame.
That would have been ideal. The matchup, two good football teams. I don't know who would have played. Maybe that takes them away. But the brands would have been there. It's an ABC game, 3:30 on a Saturday. Nope, they don't want to play. All right. 248-539-9797.
The Pop-Tarts Bowl is the best thing to happen to bowl season in the last 5 years.
I agree.
The best new thing.
The Pop-Tart Bowl and maybe the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Duke's Mayo is better.
Bowls that embrace kind of the fun of bowl season, the silliness of bowl season. They don't take it too seriously because, again, if you're not in the playoff, it's an exhibition. But have fun. It's a chance to go play football and have a good time.
Yeah, which coach is going to get the Gatorade jug? Watered
down mayo dumped on their head.
Yeah. Gross. So, always so cringy.
Gross.
So with the consumers seem and everybody complaining about all these changes in the sport, where's the long-term fallout from this? Because TV deals are at the highest they've ever been. Bowl games are still surviving. Mm-hmm. It's like, when does the consumer feedback lead to?
We're not there yet.
Well,
will it?
Yeah, I don't know in regards to the consumer.
It's
but
very
in
NBA-ish.
Terms of the power, which was all on administrative side for the history of college sports. Now the power lays with the players. There's this bounce back. At some point, it's going to have to bounce back somewhere to the middle. And I really believe that it will. But I don't know who it is that's going to stand up and say enough is enough. We have to have some rules that we are going to adhere to. And then when those rules are broken, there have to be legitimate penalties.
I think one of the long-term fallouts is that college football player development is going to take a hit because of players moving around or not playing as many games as they have before, and they're not going to be ready for the NFL, especially the quarterback position. I'm telling you what, college football is not developing quarterbacks at the rate it used to.
No, and there's a lot of feedback from NFL scouts, general managers, and from franchises that they actually are encouraging quarterbacks to stay in longer because they need to be developed more.
I'll give you a great example. Joe Burrow is one of the famous transfer examples. People might not realize this. He played not 1 year at LSU.
Two. Yeah.
And his first year was not record-setting, undefeated, cigar-smoking national champs. There was a foundational year. And that foundation gets shaken every time you move and change schemes and coaches and teammates and receivers. All right, we got a lot to do. We got Dan Campbell at 8 o'clock. Do you get a do-over with Santa at 7:35? Two Grand Slam in news next, 97.1.
Hey, for more than 30 years, Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration has helped men across Southeast Michigan restore their hair and the confidence that comes with it. And this just isn't his profession, it's personal. Dr. B has had the procedure himself. He's restored his son's hair, and when his nephew started losing his, he trusted Dr. B too. That's how much his own family believes in the technology, the team, and the results. Every procedure is done by Dr. B and his full-time in-house medical staff. No rotating crews and definitely not traveling techs. He's the only Detroit area physician offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft, these advanced minimally invasive solutions that deliver real lasting growth. So while you're gathering with family this holiday season, don't sit on the sidelines another year. Get your free consultation, and when you mention 97.1, take $1,000 off your procedure. Let Dr. B guide you like family through your own restoration journey. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com, where your confidence grows back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Before the two grand slam, Heather with the news.
Yeah, well, this is great. All eyes were on the Lions-Cowboys game last Thursday night. The game brought in historic ratings, with Amazon revealing it averaged 19.39 million viewers, making it the most watched regular season game on Prime.
Awesome.
Yeah, so the Lions' win was up 12% on last year's Packers game, which set a Thursday night football record for viewership with 17.29 million watching that
game.
The
Lions, the real America's team.
Yeah. Speaking of the Lions partnered with Meijer to bring some holiday magic to nearly two dozen local children through their annual Shop with a Lion event, which is so cool. The images and the videos are so nice. There was 20 children from five different youth organizations that were given $250 to shop with, right alongside their favorite players, right? So cool. You're going up and down the aisles, picking out whatever you want. You've got your favorite player, your hero, standing right there with you. And it was just neat to see the smile on everyone's face, because it brought joy not only to the kids, but also to the players who, could reminisce about their childhood or learn some new things. There was one of them saying, like, Roblox, never heard of it. Like, they're learning the new trends of what's going on with the kids. So.
Cool. Which players? Some of the players.
St. Brown was there. J-Mo, okay. Jameer Gibbs.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the list goes on. But those, some big names. So.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool. A man has been charged with two counts of assault after he allegedly hit a school safety officer and a principal with his minivan.
Oh, boy.
At a Sterling Heights Middle School. Yeah, so the man was blocking the bus lane. This was at Donald L. Bemis Junior High School when the school safety officer approached the vehicle and was like, hey, you need to move along. We got to get the buses in here. Well, the guy refused to move along, and instead, when the officer kind of walked in front of his car, decided to run into him. That's when the principal was like, whoa, I better get involved and make sure everything's okay. The principal walked in front of the minivan, and the guy proceeded to run into the principal as well. My goodness. So he's facing two counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. Those are each four-year felonies. His bond was set at $10,000. He's been ordered not to contact the officer or the principal, not to enter the premises of the school, and not to possess a weapon. And I wonder, are they calling his car the weapon?
Yeah. I tell you what, the pick up and drop off school zones can
be
very aggressive
places.
That's
what I have heard.
He's also been charged with driving a minivan.
Right. Yes, he has.
So you guys remember that drunk raccoon that went viral after breaking into a liquor store in Virginia?
How could you forget?
I know, right? Well, it has now inspired merchandise that is helping raise money for a Virginia animal shelter. So the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter has raised more than $156,000 by selling shirts, hoodies, tumblers, stickers.
With a drunk raccoon on them?
That feature the trashed panda. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. So the shelter says that they're blown away by the support, and they say they're going to use the funds for training, equipment, and shelter needs. And the raccoon has also inspired three cocktails as well. The Rye Rascal Sour, the Midnight Masked Gin Fizz, and Trash Panda Old Fashioned. So,
all right. I'm a big fan of the Old Fashioned.
Doing lots of good there in Virginia.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he was rescued, and then he has been released to the wild. So he's hangover's done, and you never know when he's going to show up again.
Fall off the wagon.
Yeah, the raccoon is still my raccoon king. He wouldn't survive a quarter in East Lansing.
So there is a video that's gone viral. It's a news reporter in New Zealand who had a really rough day at work when a seagull suddenly hit her in the face while she was on camera.
It's unbelievable.
Did you see this?
Yes.
It was a very windy day while she was outside reporting. And all of a sudden, her name is Jessica Tyson. She was standing there talking about the impact of fast fashion in New Zealand when she was just hit in the face and the neck by this huge
seagull.
Bird. Yeah, the seagull. And she says that its beak or claws must have hit her because she has a scar above her left eye right below the eyebrow. So thankfully, it didn't hit her in the eyeball.
Jeez.
She was left bloodied, but she obviously had some fun with it because she shared the video on social media. So
it was bizarre. It's one of those I had to watch multiple times. And I'm like, wow.
I know. At first, I was like, do I want to watch this? And then once you watch it, you watch it again. Hey, if you're fresh out of college and looking for, you know, an exciting new career opportunity, you could be the next Oscar Mayer Wienermobile driver.
Oh, yeah, you can drive the Wienermobile.
Yes, they're looking for hot doggers to get behind the wheel and take the iconic vehicle on the road. It's a one-year full-time job opportunity, and it's for recent college grads. They're going to hire 12 hot doggers to drive, obviously, the Wienermobile. They're going to be the face of the iconic brand, too. So you're going to travel around. You're going to go to 30 states, attend hundreds of events. You also have to be a content creator because you're going to be developing custom content for their social media accounts. So you can go and sign up online.
If you're creative enough, you can have some fun with that one.
No kidding.
Yeah, pretty cool. Hey, if you want a chance to win $2,000 right before the holidays, give us a call now to play the Two Grand Slam, 248-539-9797. Finally, you guys, two men thought they were going on a fun shopping spree with the money they stole from an ATM. They stole $138,000 from an ATM.
I always wonder how much an ATM would hold.
I had no idea how much money was in there.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money.
More than I would have thought.
Took it to Somerset Collection, right? And went on a shopping spree at various high-end stores, and they were busted. This happened back on September 27th. They also used a stolen vehicle to steal the money.
Well, you don't want to use your own.
No, of course not.
Right.
Heaven forbid. Anyway,
it's Heather with the news. It's time for the Two Grand Slam. By the way, our last week of the Two Grand Slam until the new year. Your chance today and Thursday to win some money.
Yeah, let's give away some money. Hopefully some good holiday cash, right? Your chance to win $2,000 in just 60 seconds. You're going to get $25 for each question answered correctly and $2,000 if you get them all right.
Mm-hmm. And it's right before the holidays. This would be a nice bump for someone.
For sure.
Could be a nice bump for Brandon or Brendan in New Haven. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Have you played before?
I have.
Oh, how'd you do?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah, if you're not going to say the number, well, I can guess.
I'm going to assume it's one or two. Let's do better this time.
I think it's like four or five.
Hey, okay. That's all right. Hopefully you'll do a little better today. You know the rules. If there's one you don't know, say pass. If there is time, we'll get back to it. And if you're ready, we're going to start right now. Here we go. Who did the Red Wings play last night?
Pass.
What is the capital of Connecticut?
Pass.
Who is Oregon playing in the first round of the college football playoff?
Oh, I just missed that pass.
Who is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Pass.
This band had the 1991 album Octoon Baby.
Pass.
Tate Ratledge played at this college.
Tate Ratledge, South Carolina.
This team currently leads the AFC South.
Jaguars.
Who played Phil in The Hangover?
Pass.
H is the chemical symbol for this element.
Hydrogen.
This team currently has the worst record in the NBA.
Pass.
Who did the Red Wings play last night?
Well, if the answer was pass, you would have done an outstanding job.
That's like two.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you got two. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brendan.
Laugh
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's not much.
Oh, no big deal. We appreciate it.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Brendan. Yeah.
$50. We'll put you on hold.
Uh-huh. Two Grand Slams brought to you by.
It.
Hey, thank you. Is brought to you by Femininio Law. And as you mentioned, this is the last week before the holidays, before the turn of the new year.
Let's go through this, John. And you're right. Pass was not the correct answer for any of them.
No.
Who did the Red Wings play late last night?
That would be the Canucks.
Yeah, people probably didn't stay up. But yeah, it's Canucks. What's the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you don't know your capitals, but did you know that one?
I did because I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So that's what you think of.
Sure.
Or I do anyway because that's where I went.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you stand on the steps of the Capitol building?
I didn't. I did the auto show there.
Oh, okay.
I,
Look at this car.
Yes.
Who is Oregon playing in the first round of the college football playoff?
JMU.
Little old James Madison. Mm-hmm. Head coach of the Jags, Duval.
That'd be Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Who had the 1991 album, Octoon Baby?
I'm surprised that he didn't get this one. This one.
You are after he passed the first time.
This is I thought this, especially the name of the album, like U2.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of a free space.
I think he realized after passing the first five, he had to guess something. Tate Ratledge didn't play at South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, you guessed wrong. Georgia.
Then he finally got one right. Who leads the AFC South?
Oh, the Jaguars. Kind of seemed to nail that one. He answered that one quickly.
Who played Phil in The Hangover?
Pass.
No, we're looking for Bradley Cooper.
Oh, okay. All right.
H is the chemical symbol for this element.
Hydrogen.
And which team has the worst record in the NBA?
That would be the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm wondering if
real quick on the Pelicans. Isn't that where Troy Weaver is?
Is it? Oh.
Surprise.
Yeah, well, he's so good at his job. at some point, the creator of the Two Grand Slam should come up with a question where the answer is actually pass. Is that possible?
It was the first cable network that the Tigers and other teams were on.
Pass Sports.
There you go.
I think that's too old.
On offense, you can run or?
Yeah, but what was it around in 91? I mean, that's when Octoon Baby came out.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was, I believe, late 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to tell you, the screening process kind of made me think this wasn't going to go well. Greg had a tough time getting his name.
Oh.
He wouldn't share his name?
It was just a process. I don't know.
Did he say pass?
Did he ask him, what's your name?
Yeah, pass.
I mean, he was up against it in terms of getting him ready for you guys because Greg could not get his name.
We were stalling a little bit because we saw the little white square.
A few responses from our listeners. Why call if you don't know anything? Put him on the banned list. He should have opted out like Notre Dame. People could actually use the money and knew the answers. Why would you call in? And do not let that clown call in ever again. Wow.
Yeah. Well, on Twitch, you know who also is in New Orleans? Isn't that where Joe
Dumars?
Is? Yeah.
Coming up next, you get a do-over with Santa. Member of the show took the kids, didn't go well. We'll get to that next. Dan Campbell, 802-97.1.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We'll talk to Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up at 8 o'clock. It's Rams week. Tis the season. Christmas right around the corner. Heather.
I have never been more excited for Christmas. I mean, maybe when I was a kid, clearly.
Well, that's because the Lions are playing on Christmas. We're all excited.
We
are all very excited for Christmas Day.
Forgot. I wasn't thinking about that.
I know you weren't.
It's just such a fun time of the year, and the kids are getting a little bit older and are getting a little bit more into it themselves. They're excited for Christmas. Super pumped to see Santa. We've been, you know, talking about, you know, getting everyone gifts, but also things that they would like to ask Santa for, and they've made lists and, you know, they know who Santa is, and we've been talking a lot about it. So I was so excited to go see Santa. And we went and we met with him. We brought our list in our hand, and it went horribly wrong. Like, it went horribly bad. It went worse than last year. Like, last year, Emily was able to at least sit there. She didn't speak to him because it was a little intimidating, but she handed him her list and he sat there and read it out loud, and she sat there with him, and it was adorable. This year, now that Brooks is a little bit older, he got very frightened, started instantly crying, like, no, I'm not going over there. And because of that, I think Emily kind of fed off of his energy and was like, whoa, okay, he's acting this way. Maybe I should be a little bit more apprehensive.
It's a big hairy dude.
And she basically just hid behind our legs the whole time. And Santa did read her list out loud. So he received the list and Brooks's list. That was great, right? I walked out of there and I was a little bummed because, of course, I got her all. We got everyone dressed up. We're going to get this great family photo, too. We can maybe use it on the Christmas card. And I was kind of like, oh, man, that was it, Emily. You met Santa. You know, that's your chance. And Colin thinks that, well, we can bring them back to meet Santa again and kind of do it again.
Like a do-over.
And I kind of said, well, no, that you go one time. You go and you see the big guy. You give him your list. You're not going to do a do-over.
Well, so first of all, I don't think there's any rules.
There's no rules.
Regarding this.
No, there's definitely no rules.
But you felt strongly about this. To the point where Colin had to tell you, like...
He was like, you gotta just... Yeah, you back... You just calm down. Because I was just
that
like...
That was your chance! Your one chance, like, and you, like, blew it!
I didn't quite say that, but he felt like that's kind of what
the
I was
energy
doing
you were giving,
to a four-year-old, right? It was like, Heather, you gotta calm down. Yeah. Like, she's four and he's two. It's gonna be okay. But They were so excited, though, right? Like, so excited. Knew what they were going to say. Like, we talked, you know, they were just so pumped at home. And I felt bad that it went that way. And maybe I shouldn't, because maybe they feel fine about it. But he would like to go back and see Santa again.
What was Emily talking about in the car on the way home? Did she ever voice, I want to see Santa again, or did I just mess this up, mommy?
No, not at all. She didn't say anything like that. The only thing she talked about was not liking the candy cane he gave her, because it was a peppermint one and she didn't like it.
Mm. I can understand that.
Yes, I can too.
If you saw Santa again, would you bring a new list? Or you've already given the list? Does she get to go through the list again? How would that go if you?
She wants to write another list. And I did tell her, you know, well, we did already give him the list. And Santa...
Yeah, but you can always make edits.
You can. But remember, Santa is not going to get everything on your lists. So she does want to write another list.
Well, yeah, but you... So Santa's not going to get everything on the list, but you can always give Santa more options.
Of course. More options are great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, will Santa remember that she already gave him the list?
Right. Did
you,
a lot of kids.
Did you guys attempt to sit there with Santa?
And Colin and I got a great photo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yes. Kids are in the corner crying. Yes. Yeah.
Colin and I got a beautiful photo with Santa, and both kids were basically crying on our laps. Uh-huh. Yes.
So we've had this issue with Teddy. And all of the kids early on had an issue with Santa Claus where they didn't want to sit there by themselves. So there's a lot of pictures of me holding multiple kids with Santa. And most recently, because Teddy is so much younger than his siblings, we try and take the older siblings at the same time. And now that a couple of them are in college, sometimes the calendar works out, sometimes it doesn't. And so there are a lot of Teddy's pictures with the Easter Bunny, with Santa, with... you know, Ruby holding him, or Ellie, or Lucy. Jack still, you know, he's not obviously scared of Santa, but he's just never been a part of that equation because he's always in school. We try and do it during the day. But I don't think there's any issue with doing the do-over.
So if you go, Teddy's going to go and see Santa this year.
Yeah, we've been warming him up to it.
So have I. So I thought I was.
You thought so.
Well, if Teddy goes and freaks out and is like, heck no, I'm not going over there by that guy, will you go again and try to?
We might give it another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so whenever we've been at the mall walking around, we always go up because they've been putting Santa's sleigh together for some time.
Sure. Mm-hmm,
and this is the first year where Teddy saw Santa's sleigh and he said, is Santa here? And so we'd walk over. There's nobody in Santa's chair. So that's kind of our way of hopefully warming him up to what is eventually to come, him sitting alone with Santa.
I'm going to ask a dumb question because I don't have kids. Are you paying to see Santa when you go and see Santa?
No.
It depends. Typically, no, you don't pay to see Santa, but you pay for the pictures.
Okay. That's where they get you.
Not me. I will never pay for a photo.
You'll just snap one on your phone and...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my own pictures, of course. Yeah, I think we may have discussed this last year. Yeah, I am not going to pay to get a photo with Santa or the Easter Bunny.
I have no problem spending the $15 that it costs to get a professional photo with Santa.
Because these are precious moments that you want documented. It's yes, why you're there to see
generally,
Santa.
So the other thing that happens is if Teddy is sitting there previously with one of his siblings, is trying to get him to look at the camera.
Sure.
And so I'm the one that's dancing around, doing all of the stupid things and I'm standing behind Lisa trying to get him to look at me, but in turn look at the camera. And so I think one of the more fun things to do is to actually go watch other people see Santa, because then you get to see mom and dad do all of these stupid things.
Sure.
So your vote is you get as many meetings with Santa as you want. The more the merrier. 'Tis the season. Heather, your vote was you got one shot.
Yeah, that's your shot.
I kind of felt the same way. Again, I'm not qualified to answer this, but my thought was, yeah, you go see Santa. It's a once a year thing. You build it up. You do it. You experience it. You give them the list. Well, what do you want this year? Have you been a good boy or a good girl? And that was it, man. And then you sit back and let the presents roll in.
Yeah.
Or if you are a very perceptive young lady, are you sitting there on Christmas Eve going, well, maybe Santa is upset with me because I was crying when I saw him, or maybe he didn't really get a chance to hear my list because I was crying.
We have reiterated with Emily specifically that Santa did get your list. He does have your list, so he does know what you want. Even if you didn't want to look at him, he looked at you and he got your list, so he knows what you want. So we do say that to her, so at least she feels confident that he knows what she wants.
So what's your main concern about not seeing him the second time?
Like, I don't want to spoil...
Cheapen it?
Yeah, like it's magical, the one-time thing, you go and do it, and the more you, if you go over and over and over and see Santa like multiple times, it's just kind of like not as magical.
Christmas is a magical time, John. Couple texts. So the kids saw Santa and said, pass.
Yes.
Brooks, the same kid they brought to a haunted house to scare? No wonder he's afraid of the big guy.
It's true. I forgot about that.
Yes, I guess you did scar him.
Not going well there. More of your response, 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell, top of the hour, 8 o'clock, 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch any level of football is at Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, catch all the biggest games and moments at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view no matter where you are. You could be poolside, you could be taking a couple of laps. Got a great view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Do you get a do-over with Santa? Got some texts coming in. By the way, if you stayed up late or if you're just getting up and didn't see it, Red Wings with a win last night, 4-0. Shutout first of the season for Gibson. And suddenly the Wings went from out of the playoffs when the night began to first place in the Atlantic Division.
Look at that.
Look how jumbled it is.
Two first place teams, Pistons, Wings.
Who? Yeah, just
I thought
as
when you said if you stayed up late, I thought you were going to mention we just saw the highlights of the Monsters, Inc. broadcast last night with... Mike Wazowski and Sully making plays all over the field.
Yeah, I mean, did you watch any of it?
No.
Okay, so I had people texting about it, so I decided, hey, out of curiosity, I'll flip over and see what they're doing here. Mike Wazowski, two-way player.
Yeah.
Sully, two-way
Iron
player.
Man football.
Yeah. I liked that it was end zone footage. The animations were fine, but they're just not equipped to handle a two fumble in one play.
Yeah,
but the animation breaks down. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The two turnovers by Hurts in one play. And I also wondered the wisdom in doing a game like that at night when most kids are going to be in bed.
Yeah.
But, hey, grow the game.
Greg?
Well, Monstropolis, as we all know from the movie, is powered by screams and laughs, and so that was perfect for that game last night.
Yes, there were a lot of screams and laughs. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the text. Did Santa mistake Colin as one of Heather's kids?
Colin did give him his Christmas list.
Wow, Heather the Grinch.
Thanks, little fella.
Heather the Grinch, too cheap to pay for a photo. Glad your kids didn't like it.
I'm not going to go somewhere that makes me pay for a picture. That's ridiculous.
Some Santas prohibit you from taking photos with your phone. It's ridiculous.
Which is so silly. I go to the same Santa every year. And a beautiful setup, a beautiful job, and everyone can get as many photos as they want for free. It's great.
Yeah, this one says you can get free photos, Henry Ford or Bronner's, depending on the year. Best Santa.
Reportedly.
I can't confirm. My daughter's 23 years old and thanks me every year for not forcing her to go near Santa or the Easter Bunny.
Well, I don't think at 23 you'd be forcing her anymore to do that.
Well, I would never force my kids to sit on Santa's lap. I think that's a little weird. I think the whole concept of like, here's an old man, go sit on his lap, child. I think that's a weird thing. Sitting next to him is okay.
Well, when you say it like that, you're sure it could be weird.
It's weird. But sitting next to him, fine. But just like it was hard to go into his cabin. Like it was hard to go near his presence this year for my kids. But they love the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny.
One of the Santas that we've gone to has Mrs. Claus joins him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is it okay to sit on Mrs. Claus's lap?
No, that's weird too.
Really?
I don't know. Sitting on somebody's lap is weird.
Well, if it's you or Colin, sure.
Well, yeah, if it's my child, sure, that's different. I mean, I don't think
it's weird for...
It'd be weird if my kids came in here and you're like, come on over here.
Well, I'm not
Santa. Sit on my lap. Well, you could be if you threw on a red suit and a beard.
Hey, yes, but you're playing a part. You're playing a...
I'm just saying I would never force my kids to sit on their lap. I would love them to get next to Santa or get into a photo or at least just look at him, you know, would have been a win for my kids at this point.
And kids, I'm only one of Santa's helpers.
Right. You see Santa one time. Let me guess, John, you go to multiple trunk or treats instead of just celebrating one Halloween.
No. No, wait. I think somebody's confused there. I am okay to go to Santa again if the first one, if you're trying to get a picture out of it.
Yeah, but this
for the
person,
Christmas card.
They're saying you go to Santa once, you have Halloween once. If you're foreseeing Santa multiple times, you'd be for trunk or treats and multiple Halloweens and multiple.
Okay, so then if you show up and Santa's, you know, at a kid's event and Santa's walking around, but you've already seen Santa, run!
Cover your eyes!
Run!
Put the blindfold on! No, of course. Of course not. But
disagree. Christmas is a season. Halloween is not. That's correct. How I stand, and I knew you would too, John.
Yes, correct.
So where Halloween are you at? Are you for multiple visits to Santa?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. We went through all this stuff. It was awkward. It was weird. I remember with the Easter Bunny, I showed you the picture, Heather, of Anna, 3 feet.
Yep.
And looking at him like, hey, ain't getting any closer. Uh-huh. And the next year, she's sitting with
bunny.
Him. You know, it just use that 3 to 4 year old age is you just don't know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing you need to realize is you better see the same Santa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we definitely do.
Like, you better make the Santas rotate.
Right.
Not where we go. Unless something tragic happens. I hope he's in great health and Mrs. Claus is taking good care of him.
5 to 6 years.
He's the real Santa.
Yes.
There's too much pressure for a four-year-old, telling them they have to get it right the first time, especially in an uncomfortable situation. Just go back.
Yeah.
Explain that they already got the list, but you'd like to try to take a photo again. And, hey, you guys let that 2 Grand Slam guy back on. You won't let a four-year-old redo his photo?
Exactly.
Another one says Red Wings going from out to first. It also happens the other way. The Bears in the NFL went from first to seventh. Speaks to how dumb divisions are in pro sports. Just need the best teams in order.
Gonna go down that road again?
No, I don't think we need to go down that road.
Divisions are stupid.
Tell that to the ACC.
Right, unless you have an 18-team conference and no one actually plays each other.
So what's your plan? You guys are going to see Santa this week, next week?
I think we're shooting for this week. It might be this weekend, depending on, you know, what schedules are. But yeah, we generally like to go middle of the week, middle of the day. If I can find some time off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to have a list? Has he made a list of what he wants?
Oh yes. And so this year, Santa sent Teddy a very official letter, just a kind of a preamble, yes, and it is to prepare him for, you know, just kind of some of the things that Santa has witnessed over the year and knows, you know, some of his hobbies, what he likes, and then in return, Teddy has mailed his letter to Santa.
What are some things that your kids want for Christmas? Like, what are, they're about the same age.
Emily really struggled because it's so funny. Like, we don't watch, like, morning cartoons anymore, right? We stream everything, and there's not really commercials for toys. So the only toys she knows are the toys she has. Yeah. So she has looked through, like, the Amazon gift guide multiple times to try to get ideas.
Stuff?
She circles stuff.
That's old school.
She loves just basic kids' dolls, stuffed animals. Slime is on her list.
We are big into creating forts.
Oh.
All over the house. Some very elaborate forts. So Teddy wants his own tent.
Oh, cool.
And some of that is from the camping trip to our backyard.
All the way.
Yes, but he wants a tent that he can basically live in during the day.
I love that.
It's looking like a good year for a sled.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So we did get a new sled. And just a quick story. Teddy is going down. We got a little hill in our backyard.
What he won't tell you guys, is that it's a blocking sled.
Right, yes. the picture of the water slide that I created that melted the grass.
Yes.
Same area we're sledding down. So to create a little path, I hopped on the sled and decided I'm going to take a shot down the hill. And Teddy's standing at the top, and we have this. We have in the back of our property. There's not a steep drop off, but there is a drop off with trees, and it goes down to a creek. Well, I ended up in the creek.
You did?
Yes, I ended up in the creek. Yes, and so the sled is wonderful. Didn't even have to grease it up.
Heather, get a toboggan so you can all go Christmas morning before the Lions game. Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty big sled we bought last year that we could all fit on if we wanted to. Wow. I mean, Brooks can sit on my lap, and Emily is pretty small. And
I can put it behind the truck and pull you guys around the neighborhood.
No. True.
He just keeps trying to needle you about Christmas Day.
Who?
Tom. You could do it before the Lions game.
Yeah. Or at halftime. Forgetting about that.
Or at halftime, could you imagine? Uh-huh. Hey, before we go out, we got to make sure we get through this half.
Hopefully it's a white Christmas.
Yes, we're going to talk to Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up next. Get some of his thoughts as the Lions play the Rams this week. It's 97.1.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.